Hello, cool cats and kittens. This is Tidal Land Arena with DJ Squidward. You are listening to the one and only KDVS Davis, listener-supported freeform radio for Northern California. The following views presented in this hour do not reflect the views of KDVS, KDVS sponsors, or the University of California. Guys, I was not here last week. I'm so sorry. I had a concussion. I was in a rugby match. And I know what happened, but just got bonked in the head. So I was out for a bit. But I'm back, and I'm completely fine now. So that's all that matters. But I didn't do a lot of sports watching last week. Was not allowed to stare at screens that much. But over the weekend, I was absolutely fine. So I finished Arcane. And what a great show that is. It's a beautiful show. Can't say that you don't have to watch the show, but it's just a very good recommendation to watch it. And if you do, then you could talk to your friends about it and then spread the word if you want to. Over the weekend also, on Saturday, the NWSL season came to an end with Orlando Pride winning their first ever championship in franchise history with a score of 1-0 over the Washington Spirit. With a goal from Barbara Banda, of course she was going to score, and she got the MVP also. They were at the bottom of the table in the 2023 season. So there's now like two consecutive years of teams at the bottom of the table that have won the NWSL championship. And then also they won the Shield, and they also won the Cup. So they are the first team since the North Carolina Courage to ever do that. And I think the Courage did it twice. So good for them. But you go on Google and then purple and blue fireworks just pop up because it's the Orlando Pride are the NWSL championships, the champions. Whoops. But bottom of the table here is Houston Dash, Seattle Reign, Angel City FC, Utah Royals, San Diego Wave, and then Racing Louisville. If I had to give way too early predictions for next year on who's going to win, I would say Utah Royals have a pretty good chance. With Chloe Lacasse coming in over the Olympic break, they were decent. They were actually almost contenders to make it to the playoffs. But then Bay FC got their stuff together. Chicago and Portland stopped playing around. And also North Carolina stopped playing around also. So they did good. The week prior, though, Gotham was knocked out by Washington. And then KC was knocked out by Orlando. I don't think that game was close. I think it was like 4-2. Oh, no, it was 3-2, actually. So it was a close game. But obviously one team had to win, and it was Orlando. And then Gotham got knocked out on penalties. Gotham did not make a single penalty during that game, but Washington made all three of their penalties, so that made them automatically go to the championship. And then obviously Orlando won with a goal from Barbara Banda in the first couple of minutes from the game, I think. Yeah, 37 minutes, and then they held Washington Spirit scoreless for the rest of the game. Possession was 42% on Orlando, 58% on Washington. So Washington seemed to have more control of the game than Orlando did, but you can't beat that Orlando defense. Emily Sams, who won the NWSL Defender of the Year, is very hard to get past. And speaking of Emily Sams, the international break is this week. So NWSL is over, and then WSL is also not happening this week because of the international break. However, the U.S. Women's National Team is in England right now, and so is my sister. I tried to get her to go to this game, but she didn't want to. But on Saturday, they will be USA will be playing England at Wembley Stadium, and it will be coaching matchups will be Emma Hayes and Serena Riegman. So that'll be a very good game to watch, I think. It'll be like a chess match, like watching a chess match, because there's two of the best coaches in women's soccer history, I think, or current women's soccer history. But a lot of players are out for England. Ella Toon is out for the next 6 weeks. I think she hurt her calf. Who else is out? There's like a lot of people out for England. I think Lauren James is also out as well. But for the U.S. Women's National Team, the Triple Espresso, Sophia Smith, Trinity Rodman, and Mallory Swanson are all out. So we got a brand new striker pair. Let me check the roster, or who is named. Names or roster. So for forwards, instead of those three, we have Yasmin Ryan, who is getting, well, if she plays, she'd be getting her third cap with the team. Emma Sears from Racing Louisville, Ali Sentnor, who would be getting her first senior cap with the team. She played in, I think, the under-21s World Cup, but has been playing with them for a very long time, so I'm excited to see that she's getting her first cap with the senior team. And she also had a pretty good season with the Utah Royals. She scored most of their goals as well. Jaden Shaw from the San Diego Wave had an okay season with San Diego. They had management issues this year, so but she scores a lot of goals for the U.S. Women's National Team, so I'm excited to see her again. Alyssa Thompson is back, and then Lynn Williams is also going to be playing in this one too. And then after that, after they play England, they will be going to the Netherlands to play the Netherlands national team. And then that will also be Alyssa Nair's final game ever, because she announced that she's retiring yesterday after these final two games. So after that, I'm not quite sure who will be in goal. Probably, I would say Casey Murphy, but she was not listed as a goalkeeper for this. However, Fallon Tullis-Joyce, who is Manchester United's goalkeeper right now, she was named to the roster. So hopefully we got to see her over the weekend. Maybe they'll sub Alyssa Nair out or sub her in. Excited to see her, though, because Man United is not doing that bad right now, as opposed to last season. And then also Mandy Haught from the Utah Royals, also named to the squad as well. So hopefully we get to see all three of them play. That's kind of rare that that would happen, but yeah, that's whatever. So I'm cutting soccer short this week because we got some other stuff to talk about, but I'm going to have a little air break, and then I will be right back.
Are you interested in sponsoring this or any other hour of KDVS programming? If you or your business would like to know more about sponsoring KDVS programming, you can contact the KDVS Underwriting Department at underwriting@kdvs.org.
Welcome back to Titanline Arena with DJ Squidward. So we're going to go right into college ball. So yesterday, UConn played the Oregon State Beavers. And usually Oregon State's pretty good. However, a lot of their players transferred out of Oregon State. A lot of their good players transferred out of Oregon State. So right now they're 1-5. But UConn. They beat Oregon State 71-52, and Azzy Foot has returned for the past two games. And I guess it's not much to say since she returned. They're undefeated since they were already undefeated. But now UConn is number two in the polls. And then also their coach Gino, I do not know how to say his last name, Ariyama, I think. He is now the D1's most winningest coach. Beat Tara Vanderveer's record of 17-11, and now he's at 17-13 with yesterday's win. And Yeah, now they're number two in the AP poll. However, number one is now UCLA because they beat South Carolina over the weekend. It was a surprise, but UCLA is actually really good this year. I don't think South Carolina has fell off, but they show that they're like not able to be, they're not undefeatable anymore. So now South Carolina is in fourth place. But now we have a special guest on air. We got DJ Unce Unce to talk more about college ball. Welcome, DJ Unce Unce.
Thank you for having me, DJ Squidward. It's an honor to be here with you this morning.
No prob, dog.
All right. So recently, the WNBA draft lottery happened, and everybody was expecting the LA Sparks to get the first overall pick, and Paige Bueckers is the projected number one pick, and everybody's really excited for Paige to go to a big market team and have that media exposure. But turns out the fate was not on the Sparks side, and the Dallas Wings got the first overall pick. And when Paige was asked if she watched the draft, she said she didn't watch the draft and whether or not she's excited to go play for the Dallas Wings. And she kind of just like skirted around the question. So now it's being asked, like people are questioning, well, is she going to take another year in college? So because maybe she doesn't want to play for Dallas. Dallas was one of the worst teams in the league last year. I believe bottom three record.
Yeah, they were 9-31 last year.
Okay, yeah, 9-31. I checked some of their like team stats. I saw that they were fourth in offense, but last in defense. So, I know Paige is a great offensive player. Not sure if they really need more offense, but you're gonna draft Paige no matter what. I feel like with NIL and it would be a valid option for Paige to stay another year, but also I feel like the WNBA is, you know, kind of in a breakout moment right now. Everybody loves the WNBA. The Dallas Wings season tickets skyrocketed as soon as they got the first overall pick. So, and it's Dallas is a great basketball town as well. You know, they have the Mavericks, a huge basketball culture there, and so I think Paige really can't make a bad decision. It's going to be either way, I think she's going to get the recognition that she deserves. It'll be maybe a little bit more controversial if she decides to stay one more year because, you know, it's like, well, it's a little bit disrespectful, I think, maybe to the WNBA and the Dallas Wings specifically. But, yeah, it'll be interesting to see how the story develops, I think, in the future. Yeah.
If she does choose to stay another year, do you think that there will be teams like trying to tank to try to get her?
That's a great question. Tanking is a part of every sport, so I would assume they would. I know Cameron Brink was out all last year.
Yeah, I don't think LA was trying to tank last year.
Yeah.
Cameron Brink's tore ACL.
Yeah.
And then they lost. They were actually decent offensively. They always lost their games by like 3 points.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Okay. So they lost their big defensive player, honestly. Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, it probably wouldn't be, LA wouldn't have an opportunity to get, or Paige wouldn't have an opportunity to go to LA again. So I think, I don't know, if I was Paige, I would just go to the league and, you know, start my professional career.
Yeah, because there's always like, if she did stay for another year, another team would most likely try to pick her up as well the following year, and who knows, it might be Dallas again.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
It could also be some other team that she doesn't want to go to, like, I don't know, Phoenix, Atlanta.
Yeah.
Golden State would be. Well, they're such a new team, so I don't know how.
Yeah, I don't know how. I don't know how the draft is going to work for. Do we know how the draft
okay,
is going to work?
Okay, so there's also going.
Yet?
Yeah, there's going to be a reallocation draft.
Yeah.
In a couple of weeks, so each team can protect six. It's either five or six players,
mm-hmm.
To not get picked at all. But every other player on that team is open to get drafted by Golden State.
Got it.
Yeah. So
have they made their decisions on who? Have the teams made their decisions on who they're keeping yet? Or
I'm not quite sure if they keep that public.
Oh, okay.
I don't know if they did that yet. I
okay.
don't think they did.
Okay. Cool.
Because I think that's December 15th. So still got like 3 weeks,
yeah,
I think.
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
But I'm looking at the draft lottery thing here. And Las Vegas forfeited from the first round of the draft. So they're not getting a first round pick at all.
How is that? Is that why? Why did they forfeit?
I'm not quite sure.
I should look into that and maybe
but,
report
back. They are not. They're not a bad team. But
no,
they,
not at all.
Yeah. New York was just like kind of goaded this year.
Yeah.
Yeah. They were just over. Yeah.
They have. I mean, Breonna Stewart, Sabrina Ionescu, like
yeah.
crazy duo.
And then you got Jonquel Jones and then Courtney Vandersloot.
Mm-hmm.
They're all just really good.
Yeah. Yeah.
Indiana. I think Indiana has a chance to. Well, they made it to the playoffs this year,
mm-hmm.
but they could do a lot better, I think, this year.
Absolutely. I think year two, Caitlin Clark understands the league better, you know, going to feel more comfortable. I feel like that was the case with Sabrina as well, you know, getting their bearings under in a new league.
Yeah.
And then they really start to blossom.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then also, they also have the eighth pick as well.
Mm-hmm.
Golden State has a fifth pick. And here it says on this like mock draft on this website, Sonia Citrone from Notre Dame. That they think that she's gonna go to Golden State, be
cool.
their first pick. But right here, like Paige Bueckers obviously is gonna be the first pick.
Mm-hmm.
But then Kiki Iriofen from USC. She also played at Stanford, but then transferred after Tara Vanderveer retired. Great offensive player. I'm not sure. Honestly, yeah, LA could do with more offense. They could also do with a lot more defense as well. but if I was them, I wouldn't tank. If I was LA, I would not tank next season. However, Lauren Betts right now, who's a junior, she is going to be a very big defensive power. She's already a big defensive power this year. She was also at Stanford as well, but she was like a backup for Cameron Brink.
Yeah.
And then she transferred to UCLA because
oh, wow.
no one wants to be a backup
yeah.
When you're that good.
Yeah.
And right now she's doing really good for UCLA, like blocking a lot of shots, like great defensive power. So I think she'll be also be like one of the top 10 picks in 2025. Mm. And then in third, Chicago has a third pick. Olivia Miles from Notre Dame they think that they're going to get her. Olivia Miles is also doing really good. She was out all of last season, I think, with an injury. But in her first two games, she scored 30 points.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so very good player. I hope all the best for her. And then Anissa Morrow from LSU. Washington got the fourth pick. Washington has not been a good team for the past couple years. Elena Delladon, she was on Washington, and she just took a break.
Yeah.
Because she was like, I don't feel like playing right now.
Yeah.
And she hasn't been back for a while, so hopefully she's doing fine. But since the loss of her, Washington has not been doing well at all.
She was like a cornerstone of their franchise for so long.
Yeah,
and then just
she
to,
was, yeah.
You know.
But then also, Chicago has two picks during this draft. And Connecticut and Las Vegas don't have a single one. Atlanta. So Atlanta, Las Vegas, and Connecticut don't have a single pick.
In the first round or
the first round, okay. Yeah.
Maybe there's something to do with like off season, maybe free agent signings. Like
yeah.
It might be like some rule if like you sign a certain free agent.
Or like they traded for money or something.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. So that's their mock draft. Honestly, maybe I'll do a mock draft next week. We'll
yeah,
see.
That could be fun.
Yeah. Wanna talk about anything else?
We can talk a little bit more local. I know the women's volleyball team, they played in the Big West Championship over the weekend.
Yeah,
I was at that game.
Against Cal Poly, right?
Yeah, against Cal Poly. Mm-hmm. It was a great game, very exciting. Davis won the first set, Poly won the second, Cal Poly Slow won the second set, and then Davis won the third set. And after the third set, it was kind of Cal Poly domination the rest of the way. It was crazy to see them just flip the switch. And I don't know. No, Davis had no answer for him. And so they lost the last two sets. But still, very exciting game. In the last set, Cal Poly Slow, they got the first, I think, 7 points in a row. And the last set only goes to 15 points, so it was kind of... It was... kind of a done deal at that moment. So it was still a very exciting game. Congratulations to all of the players on UC Davis that, you know, having a great season. I know they beat UCLA earlier in the year, which was a huge deal. And also congratulations to Cal Poly SLO, you know, Big West champions. That's a huge accomplishment. So shout out to them.
And I think UC Irvine is coming to town tomorrow play UC Davis. Is that part of I think it's just like the end of the season, yeah. I believe. And then I think they find out, I'm pretty sure they're going to go to, well, we'll see if they go to, because they need to place first, I think, in the division to make it to the championships.
They have guaranteed, I think, to the championship.
But oh, really? Okay,
yeah,
great.
But I don't know where they are in, like, the, I guess, AP polls for, or whatever the...
Yeah, whoever's ranking it,
yeah.
Yeah, but, they'll make it to the championship, but we'll see how far they get, though. I hope they get really far, because they are a good team. They're a very good team this year.
Yeah, yeah. Still fun to watch. It was my first ever volleyball game, and I had a great time.
Oh,
so,
nice.
Yeah.
And then also, our women's basketball team also has been doing pretty good this season, at the start of the season.
Mm-hmm. I went to the they played Sac State, and I went to that game, and it was exciting to watch. Yeah, I know you were excited to see them play Stanford.
Yeah, they lost. It wasn't that bad of a game, honestly.
Yeah,
I thought it'd be worse.
Yeah, same. I checked the score after I listened to your show from 2 weeks ago, and yeah, I was expecting a little bit more of a blowout, but they seemed to hold strong until the fourth quarter, and then they only scored 7 points when Stanford scored 20, I think, and that was...
And then they also lost to Montana State the week after.
Mm-hmm.
They seemed to be, like, in a little bit of a rut, those two games.
Yeah.
But then they blew out Sac State, which is great.
Yep.
2 years ago, they lost to Sac State.
Oh, wow.
At Sac State, because I was at that game.
Oh, nice.
And then they beat Santa Clara. Megan Norris had 30 points in that game.
Okay.
Yeah,
Let's go, Megan.
30 points... I think 6 rebounds, no assists.
It's okay.
But good for, as long as she's...
if you're scoring 30 points,
you don't need to assist anybody. You don't need to assist anybody. 30 points. We had a lower field goal percentage, but we had a higher three-point shooting percentage, and I'm pretty sure that's from Megan Norris.
Mm-hmm.
Same free throw percentage also, 0.75. They had more rebounds than us, but they had more turnovers than we did. And we had 5 steals. They had 7 steals.
What was the final score of that?
74-70.
Oh, that's a good game. That was a great game.
Yeah, it's a pretty good game.
Cool.
So that is all the time we have for the show, I believe. Thank you, DJ Unce, for coming on the show.
Thank you for having me, DJ Squidward.
Speaking your mind. No problem.
Yes,
no problem.
A great time.
And to everybody else listening, have a great long weekend if you have a long weekend. If you celebrate Thanksgiving, have a great Thanksgiving. If you celebrate Black Friday, go and celebrate Black Friday. Make it crazy again if you would like to. I want to see all those videos of people fighting on the for the flat screen TV. And then if you want to celebrate on Saturday, it's Small Business Saturday as well. All these holidays are coming up. It's crazy. To the UC Davis students, happy week 9 and happy long weekend. Hope your midterms are coming to an end. And hope you do well on your finals. But I will see you finals week, and I will see you during week 10. But that's it. This is DJ Squidward, and you listen to Timeline Arena. Have a great week.
I made a sandblasted glass picture frame at the craft center.
I made some beautiful glass beads at the craft center.
I made a wooden drum at the craft center.
I teach camera and I teach printing at the craft center.
I made a desk and a bed at the craft center.
I manage the jewelry and welding labs at the craft center.
I made a fireplace at the craft center.
I teach paper making at the craft center.
I made an oil burning lamp at the craft center.
I teach wheel throwing at the craft center.
I made an engagement ring at the craft center.
I'm making bowls and vases at the craft center.
I made a blanket at the craft center.
I made a kite at the craft center.
I'm planning on making lots of things at the craft center.
I made a humidor at the craft center.
I teach wood shop safety review at the craft center.
I made a silver frog at the craft center.
I made one bike, 11 ceramic bowls, 4 pieces of wooden furniture, 12 screen printed t-shirts, 2 computer images, 4 bronze sculptures, and 8 friends at the craft center.
Where can I find out more?
Come on over or go online, http://campusrecreation.ucdavis.edu, and click on craft center.
Welcome all to Riding the Musical Waves. I am taking over the show from Sagebrush. This is your host, Glazy Lazzy. As some of you have may already heard, regulars to the Sagebrush's shows, unfortunately, he sadly passed away earlier this quarter. So I have been taking over as many shows as I really can just to, you know, remember him by. And so this is the last one I'm subbing for him. And yeah, I just, you know, wherever you are, Sagebrush, I want to say it's been wonderful taking over these shows for you. You know, maybe you're in the air around me, maybe you're some other plane, but, you know, you kept the station real and you joined around the time I joined, and that meant a lot. So, but getting into it, you have today your host Lazy Lazzy playing some reading music. I don't know what you're up to right now. Maybe you're, you know, on the road. Hopefully, staying safe. I know it's kind of cloudy. I was driving a couple days ago, and oh my gosh, the